so, listening chotzer acheres muta. The mishnah to say clearly then that if you could open up your store in another courtyard, then the people in the other courtyard cannot stop you. Since the mishnah does not say this, it's mashma, it's talking about the person in the same courtyard. So more says the Elohim Rav Rava says like this: Seifa Oson Lefinoika Shabes Rabin. I'll tell you the safe when it says the kids, it does not mean that you have a store open there. A store that we have a right, the neighbors have a right to stop you. But the safe is talking about that you open up a yeshiva. You open up a cheder where the kids could learn there. On this, the neighbors cannot stop you. And as Gemara says, Humitakonos Yeshua ben Gamlo v'yelich. From the times of Yeshua ben Gamlo onwards, then the neighbors cannot stop you. Yomarev Yudomarav. We should remember this person with a great name. That was his name. If not for him, it would have been forgotten Torah from Klal Yisrael. Why? At the beginning, whoever had a father, the father used to teach his son Torah. But a person that did not have a father, or else if the father did not know how to teach the son, the son did not learn Torah. Because my Doris, what had they darshan the Torah? The father says, v'limaratem oisam. So they darshan v'limaratem atem. Mashma you, knows the father has to teach his son Torah. So only the father and nobody else. So first of all was his kinu the men at the corner, shiyu moshivim malam de tinoikas v'yushalayim, that they made a malame, they made a yeshiv in Yerushalayim. All the people should bring their children at any time the father cannot teach them Torah, they are mistaken to bring their kids to Yerushalayim. My Dorosh, why didn't make a drosha like Badavka to make the yeshiva in Yerushalayim? Because the Pasuk says, Ki mitzian teitzes Torah. Whereas the Torah comes out from seeing from Yerushalayim. The Torah speaks out, that the children will see the way the Kahanim were doing the Avodah. So they will be Mechavim Libo Yaisali Yerushalayim. Their minds would be more into Yerushalayim, Vilumai Torah, and they'll be able to learn Torah. That's why they wanted to put the, that's why they first put the yeshiva in Yerushalayim. But the Gemara said, but for dying still, Mishiyesh Layav, for Yamaloi, Umalamdoi. Whoever had a father or a means of being transported to Yerushalayim, he would learn Torah. But Mishayin Layav, Loihoi Oile Vilomad. Whoever did not have a father, did not have a way to get to Yerushalayim, so that kid will not learn Torah. So therefore, his kinu they made another takono, shiyu moshivim mechol plach oplach, that there should be yeshiva in every single country. And the first takono was, bring your child to learn there when he's 16 and 17 years old. But umisho yirabba kaislov, what happened then was, anytime the Rebbe got angry at the Talmud, Mavid boy, like the student, since he's 16 and 17 already, he just like kicked the Rebbe. The Yotzin went out. So Kitsa, there wasn't such a good Eitzah. I had to start teaching them in the yeshiva so late. But rather, at Shebo, Yeshua ben Gamlo, until he came, V'tikin and Yeshua ben Gamlo made at the corner like this. Shiyu Moshiva Malam de Tinoikis, they should have yeshivas Chedorim, V'chol Medina, Medina V'chol year. Every single small city like should have its own yeshiva. And that the children should start coming when they're 6 or 7 years old. Not to wait till he's 16, 17, but at 6 years old. My patient speaks out, if he's healthy, 6, if he's not healthy, if he's weaker, wait till he's 7. Oh, Malay Rav, Larav Shmuel Bashelis, Ad Shis Loitakabel. That the kid is not 6 years old yet, do not accept him. Mikan Vielach after 6, Kibel, accept him into the yeshiva. The ask vilei keturah and feed him like you shove down an ox. In other words, keep on learning Torah with him. It's like you have to force an ox to put down the food. When you have to hit the child, loitimcha ela v'yarakta demesanya. Should only hit him with the strap of Yeshu. In other words, it shouldn't be that hard not to really hurt him, just to show him, just to teach him to be good. Now, the kari, kari, the children that learn good, very good, let them learn good. The loy kari, but the ones that do not listen so well, let them just be next to the neighbors. In other words, that we say you have to hit the kid, that's only if you see you can really learn. But the kid is not learning so well yet, so you don't have to be medagde that much in him, just let him stay there. And eventually he'll wake up and he'll start learning. Now the Gemara says, Meitzvah Havakasha. It says, Echud Mepenei Chotzer, Shebikesh Lashas Roifa. If somebody living in the courtyard wants to like become a roifa doctor, Rashi says it means a moil. He wants to become a moil. So now if that people coming in and going out, or else Uman, he wants to be like a surgeon to make his dam, or else the garbi, a tanner, work with skin, or malame tinoika, so he's teaching kids. So it says, B'nei chotzemak b'nolov, the people from the courtyard could stop you from opening such a business. So who you see here, you cannot teach kids. So when it says, I don't know what we're talking about over here, B'tinoika siyakum, we are teaching goyish kids. Kids is not teaching them Torah, it's not a mitzvah, you stop teaching them trades. So that the B'nei chotze could stop you. Toshma coming here, it says, Shnayim sheyoshvim b'chotzer, two people sitting in the chotzer. And one of them wanted to become now a moil, woman, or a surgeon, the guard, the eterno, malamatinoikis. So says Chaver remarkable love. His friend could stop him. So again, you see Chaver could stop them. So where it says again, I'm talking about Goyisha, a kid. You're teaching Goyisha kids. So again, it's not one of our mitzvahs, it's not Torah. You stop teaching them Chokhma, therefore it's awesome. Toshma, Mishi Yeshla Bayis the Chotzer Ashutvim. Somebody has a house that it's in a Chotzer belonging to a few people. So Harayze Loyaski Renu, you're not allowed to rent it out. Loyla Roifa, not to the doctor, not to the Moyel. For Loyla Umin, not to the surgeon. For Loyla Gardi, for Loyla Seifa, Yehudi. And not to somebody that teaches Yehudi, like you teach a school that teaches Jewish boys. For Loyla Seifa Ramoy, and not to a school teaching for Goyim. So who are a Jewish school, who means you're teaching them Torah. So you see, even the Malami Tanakis, you're not allowed to open up in a chotzer if the other people don't want. So more says, here we're talking about like the superintendent, the one that takes care of all the yeshivas. So that's an extra special work that a lot of people come in and go out, therefore the Bnei Chotzer have a right to stop him. But a regular yeshiva, regular Malami Tanakis, the Bnei Chotzer has no right to stop him. From his time onwards, after his takono, we do not make kids travel like from city to city. In other words, they have to have yeshivas in their town. We don't, if there are only a few kids there, like we don't tell them to ship them off to the next town. But we have to make yeshiva in their town. The Gemara says, though, Avon Mibay Kanishta, Lebay Kanishta, Mamtinon. But from one shul to another shul, then you may have to transpose to bring the kids there. In other words, not every single shul has to have their own cheder. The masik nahora. Let's say there's a river though in between. Then lemamtinan, we don't make the kids go over the river. The yika titura. But if there's a wide bridge, then mamtinan, then we make the kids go over the river. You don't have to have your own yeshiva on each side. V'ika gamlo, let's say there's only a small plank, then ulei mamtinen, we do not make the kids go over. Then that's a reason to say in your place, on your side of the river, you have to demand to have your own yeshiva there. Now, v'yomarovo, sach mikri darviki eskrim v'chamish yinuki. How many kids could one rebbe have? 25. V'ika chamshin, let's say there are 50 kids, then my svin and tray, then you have to hire two rebbeim. One rebbe should not teach more than 25 kids. V'ika aboyim. What about only 40 kids? Then mukminin reish duchna. You have to like have a second one. Help them along. Have a helper. True, only one rebbe, but the rebbe has to have a helper. The one that will stay over the shir, talk it over with the bachrim. Or mesayayin lemi mosa. And who has to pay for this helper? It also has to come from the people in the city. They have to pay for this also. Now v'yomar rova says. Hi Mikri Yanuki, we have a Rebbe that teaches kids. The Goris. He learns very well, he's a good Rebbe. But Vikachrin the Goris Tvei, there's another Rebbe now. That's even a better Rebbe. Tvei Minei, Salochur is Loimin Sakin and Lei. We do not like fire the first one in order to hire the second one. Because Dilma also lists Rishuli. So we should not fire the first Rebbe in order to take the second one, because do mosi lisra shule. Maybe the second one will be like lazy. Like if you listen, I'm a great guy, I have a good name, he won't do such a good job. But Rav Dimi Menado Yomar, Kol Shchein de Goros Tvei, no, there is an Indian if possible to fire the first one and hire the second Rebbe, the better one, because of course he'll learn better.
Why? Because kinas seifrim tar bechokhma. Like the more jealous people will be of you, you have to prove yourself. And therefore you want to learn better, you want to do a better job, and since you could do a better job, for sure you will do a better job.